Watch, Delling poll, Brexiteers much nicer than Remainers, experts confirm. By James Delling poll on March 30, 2019. Brexiteers are much nicer people than Remainers, experts have confirmed. We know thanks to research produced by political analyst Matthew Goodwin. On every metric, Brexiteers turn out to be kinder, more generous-spirited, more tolerant and forgiving than spiteful, nasty, vengeful, bitter Remainers. Here are the results of his research. None of this will come as the remotest surprise to the many Brexiteers who have lost friends, work, or even jobs as a result of the prejudice directed at them by Remainers. There is plenty of anecdotal evidence that this has been happening across Britain ever since the Remainers lost the referendum nearly 3 years ago. But rarely, if ever, do you hear stories of it happening the other way round. Brexiteers giving the cold shoulder to Remainers or driving them out of their jobs. Anyone who attended yesterday's Brexit betrayal rally in Parliament Square, London, would have noticed this truth, that Brexiteers are, on the whole, exceptionally likable people. They're more interesting, more eccentric, more tolerant, funnier and with, perhaps, more hinterland. Yes, of course there are lovely people who voted Remain too. But quite a few of them were at yesterday's demo telling me how they'd switched their allegiance since because they were disgusted by the intransigence of the EU / the unpleasantness of their fellow Remainers / the sabotage of the democratic process by Remain Parliament. Anyway, I hope you'll find time to watch the videos I made, which I think capture quite well the flavor of the day. They include chats with the fragrant talk radio host Julia Hartley Brewer, the scarily fluent Nigel Farage, speaking off the cuff moments before he was due to give his speech. "You've done this before," I suggested. "Just a bit," he replied, comedian Dominic Frisby, author / performer of the magnificent Brexit song 17 Million Fuck Offs, plus lots of other delightful people who aren't quite so famous. It was a wonderful day. The sun shone. Everyone was in a good mood, despite the failure of Parliament to observe the most basic principles of democracy. God wants Brexit to happen, that much was clear. So one day it will. James Delling poll will be recording a live podcast event with Brendan O'Neill, who spoke at yesterday's Brexit betrayal rally, on Sunday, April 7 at 11 a.m. For details, see delingpollworld.com. To buy tickets, go to Podcast Live.